As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
This is the pre-holiday training, and we're going to talk about prosperity versus abundance. And I think a lot of people are abundant, but they live in prosperity. And the reconciliation in the infinite loop of giving has a causal effect in that there's much more to giving than giving to attain prosperity. You can give in a mindset of abundance, but true abundance has to include an idea of prosperity in that infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. That prosperity exists for everyone, and there's more than enough prosperity for everyone. And I do think that abundance is a precursor to prosperity, but they are mutually exclusive in your own energy intentions that you give it. So I'm going to bring on a couple of experts to help us today. We're going to introduce my partner in abundance and prosperity. He's the man who has made and empowered more people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. The incredible Jeremy Newsom with two R's. Come on, brother. What's going on?
What's up, rock star? It's great seeing you, man.
Great to have you here. And you are the founder of Real Life Trading, and you have helped so many people, including my kids, learn about a golden rule. I was someone early on in my career who got so busy working, I forgot to make real money. And, you know, you could get so busy working, you forget how easy it is to live in prosperity and to take advantage of your abundant mindset. And as we get into this, I thought I'd bring out an iconic figure of both prosperity and abundance, a friend of ours, pound for pound, inch for inch, one of the kindest, most generous people I've ever met on earth. And he even named his company in alignment with the philosophy that he has, as he is in New Orleans, where I went to law school, very close to Tulane University, the incredible Edible Ike from Ike's Love and Sandwiches. Ike Shahada, what's up, my brother?
What's up, dude? Two of my favorite people. Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. I know you're launching store number like 121, Ike's Love and Sandwiches, and if anybody hasn't tried it, then they haven't been one of my masterminds, one of my VIP deals, because we're always utilizing Ike's Love and Sandwiches to share the love of nutrition and taste. But you're down there in New Orleans. I know we're going to be launching at Super Bowl the Dave Meltzer no po' boy, and so, you know, New Orleans is famous for po' boy. I'm famous for no po' boy, and I don't know po' boys in the world, so it's the anti po' boy. You have to come down and try it out. Give me some unique aspects, how prosperity is intertwined as you're opening up your 120 something store down in New Orleans today.
One thing I realized literally on the first day that I opened, when I didn't sell anything back in 2007 on Halloween, is that nobody is entitled to having themselves or their product bought by someone else. It's not that you have to earn it. It's just when I started putting out value, which was immediately the second day. Second day is how I lived my whole life. And if you've seen it, because I was stood outside the store. Nobody bought anything in the first day. Stood inside and my sandwiches are delicious. You should buy from me. Obviously you should, but that wasn't how it worked. So the second day I stood outside and everyone I said hi to, let me buy you a sandwich, David. Hey, let me buy you a sandwich. I asked every single person I saw on the second day, let me buy you lunch. People thought that, well, why would you want to buy me lunch? And the thing is I want to feed people and I want to love them through my food and through my recipes. And then from that day on, it was just busier every single day ever since, because I stopped caring about, hey, come in and buy from me and here, take what I have to give. And the more food and the more I act that way and the more food, like I've given away more food than I've probably made in my whole life. And that hasn't stopped from the success, because it wasn't about the money. It's about what I want to do. And then people actually want to buy that or give you value back in exchange for the value that I've been giving.
So true.
And Jeremy, isn't it fun on that second day when he became mission, not commission driven, that the people would actually say no. People would actually say, no, no, man, it's okay. But why, guys, want to answer from both of them. Why do you think when, and I've experienced this because I've given away sandwiches at SoFi Stadium, walked the parking lot before we went into the game. We've given away the masterminds and the VIP experiences that I have. Why do you think people say no, other than maybe they're not hungry, but people say they're hungry and they say no, and you almost have to convince them to receive?
I think receiving is hard for a lot of people. And I believe it's mostly because they don't feel worthy of receiving. And that's a unique distinction of like feeling worthy to actually have something. It requires a lot of time, it requires a lot of energy to work on yourself, to be like, you know what? The universe wants to bless me with things. I'm ready for those blessings to come into my life. That energy definitely takes time. It takes awareness. It takes perspective. And if you do not spend time, energy, and effort to be okay to receive anything, I mean, we're coming up on an amazing season to receive presents, gifts, loves, opportunity. That's the time that people are okay to receive, because again, it's scheduled for them. But in addition to that, it's pretty rare for people to really be open to it.
How about you, Ike? You experienced first term. So today's the launch down in New Orleans. I assume you'll be offering value to everyone down on your new store by Port Call down there in the French Quarter, the French Market side of it. One of my favorite spots. It's going to kill it. But you know, you experience this all the time. Why do people resist you?
Oh my gosh. So because I have the opportunity to give a lot, I see a lot of no's. And I think it's culturally, in addition to what Jeremy was saying, like people don't want to receive. I know, how many times have somebody gone, hey, would you like a glass of water even? And you're like, no, I'm fine. And then literally 15 seconds later, you go, man, you know what? I really wish I said yes to that glass of water. And then on top of that, we feel bad going, actually, I made a mistake. Yes, I do want water. And then so even though now we know we did want the water, we still don't often ask for the water. Yesterday I was out, or the last few days I've been out passing out flyers promoting the business, like literally a free sandwich. And I would go, hey, do you like free food? And people like, why are you asking me if I want free food? I'm like, here's a sandwich. Here's a coupon for a sandwich. So you don't even have the, I don't want to eat right now, or it's weird that you're trying to give me food. And people are like, I don't know how to receive that. And like I said, that's why I think a lot of it is culturally too. I know when I was growing up, it's not really easy to ask. And I know one of your biggest teachings when I've been around you is, hey, you have to ask. You have to ask. People want to give. And that's a thing that we don't have ingrained in us. Every time somebody's asked you for something and you've done it, didn't that make you feel better? I know it makes me feel better too. We haven't shaken that into us in the fabric of society yet. In addition to some people have not feeling worthy and things like that too, which we can also work on.
I want everybody, that all my friends down there in New Orleans, go and get away from, there's a long line today, as always, at Tuckfin there in the corner. And of course, can't believe I can't remember the name of the place on Canal with the beef sandwich, name of that place that down there everybody lines up on. All of those people, now I'm losing my mind.
Come for what, by. Mothers?
Mothers, thank you. You got it. So Mothers, I want everybody that goes to Mothers on Friday to try Ike's Love and Sandwiches. I'll be down there for the Super Bowl, the no po' boy, very first anti po' boy sandwich. This is an abundance versus prosperity no po' boy sandwich, and Ike and I'll be launched. But go by and use the code word love and go up to Ike and tell him, I love you and I love your sandwiches, and he'll free sandwich. He'll buy you lunch on our own David Meltzer, and our family would be happy to support. Everybody go down there, try the best sandwich in New Orleans, and we look forward to sharing prosperity with Ike, especially during the Super Bowl in New Orleans, which after the second half yesterday, gentlemen, I think my Chargers may actually make the playoffs and have a chance to make the Super Bowl. It will cost me a fortune if the Chargers make the Super Bowl, because I promised too many people in my family to go to the Super Bowl, and they think I get free. They think I get free tickets. I wish I did, but I don't. So it's going to be a fortune that's well worth it. We'll all be eating Ike's Love and Sandwiches at the Super Bowl, watching the Chargers versus, who knows, somebody else that may make it. Ike, any last words? Where is the exact location, just for the people down there?
Well, speaking of the Chargers, come get the Jim Harbaugh sandwich. I'll make one for you. And so Ike's is on the corner of Touro and Dauphine. The address is 1940 Dauphine. We're doing free sandwiches for the first 100 people. I've got Ike's beads, Ike's t-shirts, lots of free samples. And then for the whole rest of the day, the sandwiches are $7.97 for the whole day. Come in, feed your whole family. Nobody in New Orleans should be eating anywhere other than Ike's today, because for $8, there's not even a better deal. And on top of that, the sandwiches are amazing. So come find me out. I'll be there all day from 10 to 10. I'll be here all weekend, but come find me.
Just use Yelp or Google to find one in your city. It's 120 of them around the country. It's amazing. You're amazing. Thanks for giving us a classic example of prosperity and abundance. Me and Jeremy Newsom are going to get right into our training. Everyone, let's salute my friend Ike Shahada of Ike's Love and Sandwiches. Thank you, brother.
Love you guys. Thank you.
You're a rock star.
Right on. Cool. All right, Jay, let's get into this differentiator. You know, and there are a lot of abundant people like my mom that do not haven't experienced prosperity. And the kindest, most generous people are abundant. You know, our friends, for example, our first responders, our teachers, our moms. There's so many wonderful, beautiful souls out there, brother, but their abundant is all heck, but they're not prospering. Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting and unique to see and notice that difference, because I love that you're so aware of it, right? Like we can feel, and abundance is very important. It's very much needed. It's a great way to live. It's an amazing energy. It's an incredible vibration to be a part of. But for a lot of individuals, they don't have actual monetary riches. And having abundance, being happy, loving life, that's very important. But also, it's really awesome to have a lot of money as well. And that's, I think, my definition of prosperity, right? Prosperity is the distinguishing opportunity to also have, touch, feel, see, know wealth, riches, money. And what I love to teach, what I've been teaching for 15 years and pouring into people all over the world, is helping them understand the stock market, because the stock market is very mysterious to a lot of people. And it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire, if you're a billionaire, if you're in real estate, if you have $47 in your bank account, if you're a felon, the stock market's available for every single person. It doesn't matter your skin color or your religion. And I think that's so phenomenal that it's opening its arms and says, I want to make you more money. Please understand me. That's the stock market. I want to give you more riches. it is an opportunity like we've never seen in the next 4 to 6 years to create incredible wealth. And I really want people to understand. I want people to know. I want people to be able to grow their net worth easily using the stock market. And the reason I say it's easy is because, as you know, David, it is.
It is. And you just need to find someone that sits in a situation that you want to be. The Jobs Act allowed everyone to participate in. I have two different areas I want to start with, and I'm thinking about which one. I think I'm going to start with this one. You know, a lot of people don't understand, and I've studied history because history shows human nature, and human nature never changes, and the better we know human nature. You teach a lot about human nature in the stock market, but now it's available to everyone. One of the complaints that I hear, variant demographics, is how unfair it's been, right? Never have the opportunity that Elon Musk has. I'll never, you know, I can't. Well, how does the stock market itself, when they're getting you to from start to finish, right? First of all, the magic of what you do is you get people started, but also you press the button with them so that they're not afraid to actually execute. So getting started is very difficult. Executing is difficult. You take care of the two most difficult parts. Learning it is easy, but if they're not started, they don't learn, and a lot of people won't execute on what they've learned. But you know, to that end, a lot of people say, well, I'll never be these guys. Isn't what you do allowing them to not be those people? Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, David Meltzer's of the world, the CEO, you know, isn't what you do allow them to partner with them?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a mindset shift, David, for many, many people, is because that's what a stock is, right? When you're buying a stock, you literally own shares. You share ownership of these companies. And so you are able to partner with them. You're able to take your money and give it to them so that they can grow it for you, right? They do all the work for you. So let's just take Elon Musk. I mean, you mentioned him. I've never met him in person, but you know, Tesla, the stock was around $200 3.5 months ago. And now it's $400 and some change, $440. That's a 100% difference mathematically. Meaning if you had taken any amount of money and said, all right, Elon Musk, I think you're going to build robots for the world to make the world a better place. I think you're going to take vehicles, driverless vehicles. I think you're going to XYZ, right? Add all these components that Tesla's working on building. And I think that Tesla's going to make more money in the future. If you had taken an amount of money, put it into Tesla 3.5 months ago, it's now double the money. That's a fantastically unique concept because Tesla did all the marketing, they did all the webinars, they did all the ads, they did all the sales, they did all the refunds, they did all the invoices, they did all the customers, they did all the work for you. All you had to do was research and understand to put some money into it. That is a mindset shift because what happens is you're allowing other people to grow your money for you, which means you need to study, which means you need to think, which means you need to be aware, but all of those aspects are practices. They are implementations that any single person listening to this right now can implement. It is fast, it is simple, and it is easy. And when you hear these three things, a lot of people get scared just because the stock market's mysterious. And let me tell you why. Talking about history, David, everyone's been in real estate because everyone's always had to live somewhere. So people generally understand real estate. 90% of every millionaire is made from real estate. 100% of billionaires are made from equities. And equities is another really cool word for stocks. So when you're talking about incredible wealth expansion, extremely fast abundance, when you're changing your mindsets and stepping into really, really incredible physical, tangible wealth, the stock market's a place that you have to understand, you need to learn.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
I love listening to you and learning from you. And you know, one of the key aspects, not just learning and doing research and buying the stock for as little as $100. If you have $100, you can buy in there. It's, you know, the thing that I've learned is to understand my timing and risk tolerance is when to sell. So if, you know, when to take some money off the table, when to sell is a big deal. And very few people are a Sherpa or a mentor of that as well. And so go through not only how to get started, but how to execute. And part of execution is cashing some of it out, because my biggest failures have been his biggest successes, meaning I didn't know when to sell and take money off the table to guarantee my success.
I think it's probably one of the biggest questions I get from people is when do I sell? And I'm going to answer that in really probably two ways. There's a perspective and a mindset opportunity to have where it's like, you don't have to sell certain companies, or you can invest forever, right? You're like, all right, I got kids and I want grandkids and I want grandkids. I'm going to buy stocks for them, or I'm going to buy index funds for them. I'm going to put money and I'm never going to sell it. That's a perspective to have. And I think it's a very, very viable perspective. However, one thing that I've noticed that people really love more of is money. I've noticed that people love cash flow. And one of the principles that I've always had in my life is understanding second grade math pretty well. I actually got an A, David, like you. I think you also got an A in second grade math. You passed.
I did.
And second grade math allows you to say, okay, if I buy 1,000 shares of a company, it goes up $3. I make $3,000. That math will never, ever, ever change. Now imagine for people who are listening to this presentation, if you buy 1,000 shares of a company and it goes up $3 and you find that stock or you find that opportunity on the same company 200 times a year, 200 times 3,000 is $600,000. That's the math. And that's kind of like the mindset for me where it's like, wait a minute, I have the ability to make $600,000 a year
off of $3,000.
What? What? All I need to do is capture 3 points 200 times on 1,000 shares. And once I really sat into that, my mind exploded. And coming back to when do you sell, I'll give you one real, real true answer. If you know ahead of time that you want to buy something, sell when you have the amount of profits to pay for that thing. And that thing can be a house. It can be a business. It can hopefully be an investment with David Meltzer. That's what I did, right? I invested with David. He's one of my mentors, and taking money, time, energy, and effort to go, oh my goodness, this is what I'm going to do is I'm going to take money from the markets and invest it into knowledge, invest it into time, invest into expansion, invest into network. What an opportunity. So I love to say, this is what I want to buy. I have that amount of money. I'm going to sell to pay for that thing.
Became chairman of Think and Grow Rich. When I became chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, I thought of you because the aspect, the brain and the spine of what you do. And I'm going to repeat what he said. Imagine if you set an objective and intention, if you had a singular focus, you had control of your impulse and you said, I've done my research. I know the volatility of this investment. And when I go up 3 points, I know I can do that 200 times a year. And maybe I can do it 300 times a year, but 100 times when it doesn't work out. So that mitigates it down to 200. And I've mitigated the loss. So, you know, because it's not a perfect science, but beyond that, I can make 600 grand off of that 3 grand. And that's what we've been able to do. That's why, you know, I wanted you on here to change and shift the perspective. Now, let me shift the perspective even farther. I talked about how great you are at presenting and speaking, and I've seen you on stages, keynote. I've seen you on panels answering questions, which we're going to do today and allow people to see true knowledge, not rehearsed knowledge. One of the things that we share is an understanding of prosperity within the context of abundance. And I always tell people, if you want to know how prosperity is intertwined in abundance, go ahead and Google Mother Teresa's net wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll realize that God, or what anyone can say, anything bigger than us, wants you not only to be abundant and humble, but they want you to prosper. Can you give me a little riff on how you think, aligned with how I think, that God, the something bigger than us, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Joseph Smith, Mother Teresa, wants prosperity within abundance for everyone and have had it of them being Jesus Christ?
My man, you're just my favorite topic, because when we're discussing the infinite, right? God being infinite. Everyone here, if you're here listening, type a one into the chat pane if you believe that God is infinite. So when you start from that concept that God is infinite, if you do not ask for more, you are not stepping into faith. You are proving that you have no real faith if you do not ask for more. Because if God is infinite, you can always have more, and you're not pulling from anything that is exhaustible. You can have more money. You can have more time. You can have more relationships. You can have more in your life. And this is a phenomenal time for many, many people, right, with Christmas coming up. And I want to remind people who are listening that Jesus, when he was born, was given 3 gifts. He was given frankincense, he was given myrrh, and he was given gold. And one of the questions I would love to ask people is, how much gold was Jesus given? And that's a question a lot of people don't ask. It's a question a lot of people don't think about, because it doesn't specifically say. And my theory is that what if Jesus was given a lot of gold? Right? I mean, you have these wise men who are traveling 6 miles from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, meaning they could have carried a lot of gold. What if Jesus was given a lot of gold? Because I don't think you're going to give a newborn king of the Jews, I don't think you're going to give a newborn king one singular gold coin, right, David? And at the same time, like, are you going to give it like a small, little, tiny, insignificant pouch? Probably not. So how much gold was Jesus given? And when you start thinking about it from the perspective of, wait a minute, was Jesus monetarily very rich? You'd have to ask the question, well, it seems like maybe, because Judas, the reason he became jealous was because he was Jesus's money carrier, money handler, accountant, right? He carried the box of money around. And you have to think, well, what box of money? Where's Jesus getting all this money from? The awareness is, if Jesus was truly rich, which he was, and why would he not be? Why would you not be? You're talking about Mother Teresa, right? Mother Teresa had a private jet. It wasn't hers. She didn't own it, but she didn't have to either. It was given to her because she acted so much faith. She stepped into so much prosperity. And she said, I know that money, more money, can help more people. I'm gonna scare everyone here for just a quick second. If you have $50,000 net worth, you're not helping anybody. You're not really, truly making large impact in this world. You are helping just your family. So if you think about it, having less money actually makes you more selfish because you're only spending time with just you, right? So having less money makes you more selfish. Having more money makes you more abundant and able to give more and help more people. It's a math formula. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be giving to every single charity. You can have charities that you're aligned with. You can have missions that really fulfill your heart. And you can say no to some things, just like you have, Dave. You've taught me to say no to things that do not perfectly align with your body, with your soul, with your intentions, and then say yes to the things that you truly care about, like your missions, the ones that you support. And I think people stepping into that world of God is infinite. I'm allowed to have as much as I want, and everyone can always have more, and we can always give, and we can always provide, and we can always step into abundance and prosperity. Not only can I feel it, but I can also have it. That, my friend, changes generations.
And amazing. If people don't believe it, you know, I'm blessed to be the chief chancellor of Junior Achievement University, over 100 million alumni supporting junior achievement entrepreneurship of 15-year-olds to 25-year-olds. And people ask me, how is it you were nominated for the second year for Nobel Peace Prize when you're about making money and teaching kids to make money and to be prosperous? That's what Junior Achievement about. Your shirt says peace over everything. And, you know, understanding the Nobel Peace Prize and how much they understand prosperity and the importance of prosperity along with being abundant of everything, your shirt almost should be the team shirt for Junior Achievement and the Nobel Peace Prize combined. Peace for everything. And go ahead, Google Mother Teresa's net worth. You will see that it's probably more money than you have today, and capabilities go along with that. Now, what we're going to do next, my friend, Big Jer. Now, number one, I want to tell everyone, if you're interested in joining our neighborhood, Jeremy and my neighborhood, we have a great program to teach you how to start it, to teach you how to do and become prosperous, and then actually have you come into my Irvine Tower Mastermind Center studios and offices and have and work with us and press the buttons so that you know how to execute. So it's not just some video teaching you. It's not just somebody virtually teaching you. It's come on in and we'll sit down. You don't need very much money to get started, because it's more about making $3 a trade, $5 a trade, and making 200 successful trades in a year, which doesn't take all of your time to do so. And there's many places Jeremy will teach you, like Robinhood and other things, to practice for a dollar before you take $100, and then before you take $1,000 to get you to 600 or 6 million, wherever you want to go, according to your think and grow rich philosophies. But we'll be there holding hands. So please reach out to me, david@dmelter.com. Jeremy Newsom, thank you so much. And I just absolutely am super excited for 2025. We're going to make more millionaires and billionaires. Making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun is exponentially growing. Jeremy Newsom, one more time, where can people reach out to you?
Please reach out to me on Instagram. It's a great way to connect with me. Twitter, all the social medias, you know, you can email me. My phone number's in the chat pane, but if you're listening or watching, just like David, I put out my cell phone number because I know how easy it is to communicate with people. So I have a Gainesville, Florida area code. 352-246-4596. Text me, email me, message me. I'm everywhere that's available. Would love to help you. Dave and I are going to create an amazing product, and we look forward to serving you and providing you more wealth, more happiness, more abundance to your family.
Prosperity and abundance. Jeremy Newsom, thank you so much. I'll see you soon. I love you, brothers. Your wife. Love you. You got it. All right, everyone. Nick of Wam, why don't you go ahead and close it out on Clubhouse? I'm going to close it out on our seminar. Thanks so much. All right, everyone. That was the Abundance versus Prosperity Training. Email me for all the information, including the exercise and guide from today of Abundance versus Prosperity. Also, if you want to join us on Mondays, email me or join Jeremy and I, David@dmeltzer.com, free books, exercises, guides. I'll sign it. You pay for shipping and the book. If you want to be alerted about Atlanta with Goggins and those guys, we'll be keynoting there with Story. If you want to come to the CES Investor Mastermind with Global Gaming League at the Wynn with SiriusXM, with Will I Am and many other greats that will be coming by, come and learn from us with us on how to be prosperous, or at SoFi Stadium with those masterminds, or Catalyst with my goodness, I Bade Roast Koolian and I'm Bait. There's so many things we have going on. Just join us on our text community, 949-298-2905. Once again, 949-298-2905. We are blessed to be and have a great community of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Everyone, let's get on with our holidays. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.